The picture that completely arrested me, and maybe the reason we're talking right now, is that you had an array of, this was so cute, beakers.
Oh, yes.
All filled with little drinks. Could you please share with us a recipe? If we were having a steampunk tea party, what kind of a drink could we put in a beaker to impress our friends?
Okay, well, I love the whole mad science thing. And it seems very appropriate because it's nearly Halloween. So you'll need some test tubes or a beaker, something like that. And this recipe involves that lovely Victorian drink that no one talks about, absinthe.
Oh.
And this one is a creamy green fairy. So you need a measure of absinthe, and then you need some ice cold cream soda. And what you do is you pour the measure of absinthe into the bottom of your test tube or your beaker, and then you very, very, very slowly pour the cream soda in on top. And what you'll notice as you do this is that the green absinthe dissolves into like a white misty haze as the cream soda hits it. And that's a process called louching. And this is the science bit, you see. Steampunks love science. And this is where the particles from the infused botanicals are separating from the alcohol and creating a beautiful white cloudy swirl. And that was the absinthe fairy.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. So now you've met the absinthe fairy, who can be a little dangerous if you've had a little too much.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's marvelous. Gemma, I'm going to have to try those myself. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, not too many, though.
No.